field, Bill Robinson. In center field, Joe Pepitone. In right field, it's Andy Kusko. Bob Cox at third. Mickey Mantle at first. Tom Thresh and Horace Quatt. Up the middle at short and second. Jake Gibbs does the catching. Steve Barber making his 17th start of the year. He's pitched three complete games and has one shutout. One six, lost four. In 110 and two-thirds innings, Barber has given up 106 base hits, walked 51, struck out 78, has an earned run average of 2.68. His only decision this year with the Tigers was a loss. In that ball game in Detroit, Barber was victimized by some loose fielding behind him, and most of the runs he gave up were unearned runs. The Detroit Tigers won the ball game 8-1. Of the eight runs, only three were earned. Here we go with Mickey Stanley leading off. And the first pitch of the game comes in high, ball one, and we're underway. Stanley batting 256. 14 doubles, 6 triples, 10 homers, 51 runs batted in. Barber's next pitch. Strike is called. It was Stanley who hit a grand slam home run against Barber in that game in Detroit. That accounted for so many unearned runs. The inning should have been over. Little problem out at second base, Horace Clark. Requesting time. I believe he has a little equipment problem here. The sunglasses, the strap may have broken or something. So Clark comes over for some more sunglasses. I have not seen an umpire call time. The batter, Stanley, had stepped out. Plate umpire Springstead looked around at him, and Stanley pointed towards Clark, who was walking off the field. I'm sure Horace had requested time, though, from first base umpire John Flaherty. Barber turns at the bill of his cap, looks at the baseball, now throws the rubber, looks down to Gibbs. He has a one ball, one strike count on Stanley. First batter in this afternoon's first game. The windup, and here's the pitch. Inside. Makes it 2-1. Dick Krzyzewski is on deck. Stanley has gone 3-for-15 so far in this series. There's a line drive by Cass Barber and on into center field for a base hit. Stanley, a big swing around first, stops. Barber stuck his left hand out in the direction of that line drive, and he can be thankful the ball did not hit it. It was well hit when it passed the mound. Well, the leadoff man is on, and Krzyzewski, the shortstop, steps in. Krzyzewski batting 162. Right-hand hitter. Takes the pitch at the knees for a called strike. Barber has won four of his last five decisions, 6-4 for the year. Missed his turn Friday night due to a sore arm, but the Sonics had gone by today. He deals to Krzyzewski, who fouls it to the feet on the first base side. Two balls and two strikes. This afternoon, double header tomorrow night, double header Tuesday afternoon. That time of year, isn't it? Yankees have won 10 of their last 13 games, hoping to keep that streak going this afternoon against the league leaders, the Detroit Tigers. Tigers leading by 6.5 games over Baltimore. Stanley leads at first to pitch. Krzyzewski lines it foul to the left side. Ball at the fence in front of the box seat, past the third base dugout, stand all the way out into left field. A real shot, but foul. Stacy did not hear last night's scores. The Orioles beat Boston by a score of 6-3 and gained a full game on Detroit. Baltimore now 6.5 games back. There are still 6 games to be played between Baltimore and Detroit. 0-2 pitch. High to Krzyzewski. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 pitch coming. Just outside. He checked his swing and it's ball two. This is the only doubleheader in the American League this afternoon. Barber ready to work. And the 2-2 pitch to Krasinski almost hit him, blown inside. Full count, 3-2. We'll see whether they have Stanley running or not. He goes, Clay pitches low, ball four. Barber lost him after having him nothing and two. Stanley goes to second. Krasinski draws a walk. The batter will be the right fielder out two line. Two line is hitting 270. He has 8 home runs, 44 runs batted in. Yankees play the infield in 1/3 and up the middle. Pepitone plays a rather shallow center field against K-Line. Robinson backs up and left. Out in right field, Costco stated over toward the alley in right center. Gibbs went to the mound to talk to Barber, comes back. Mantle deep at first. Scott's at third, a step behind the bag, and not close to the line. Scott plays fairly wide on most hitters. Barber checks second. Here's his pitch. But he's in there for a strike one. K-Line ran his hands up the bat handle, but was taking rather than bluffing a bunt. Stretch by Barber, and here's the pitch to K-Line. High and outside, and gives that to move for it. K-Line with 312 lifetime home runs. The Tigers' best all-around player in many years. Probably the best outfielder in the American League in the last 10 years or so. One pitch to him. Luke out into left field. It's going to be in for a base hit. One run will score. Robinson chases the ball down. In the score is Stanley. Krasinski goes to third, and K-Line holds the first base for the single. The Tigers lead 1-0. K-Line gets his third hit of the series, his 45th run batted in, and now Willie Horton, always a dangerous hitter. Horton is batting 276. Only two men in the American League have had more home runs than Horton. Frank Howard and Ken Harrelson. Horton has 30. 66 runs batted in. Strong right-hand batter. Swings and misses, strike one. There's still nobody out here in the first inning. Lead away. The infield back at double play depth. The pitch outside to Horton. One ball and one strike. Krasinski at third. K-Line at first. Infield playing to give up the run and try to get the double play on a ground ball. Up high. Ball two. Turn one. Krasinski at third, K-Line at first. Pitch to Horton. Swing and a miss. Barber got the fastball by him, and it's two balls and two strikes. Horton homered for the only run yesterday afternoon for Detroit. Hit a ball deep into the Tiger bullpen, out past the left field fence. Ball that had been hit more towards center would have been in the left field bleachers, which we talk about so often, so few balls having been hit out there. I believe only one this year, one by Costco. Maybe another one. Costco's the only one I recall. 2-2-6. High. Both out, 3-2 now on Willie Horton. They'll probably have the line running. Top of the first, Tigers with a run across. Runners at the corners. Barber takes the sign from Gibbs. Looks over to first. Here's the pitch. K-line does not go, and it's high, ball four. Bases are loaded. So, manager Ralph Houck is on his way to the mound now to see if Barber's arm is paining him or whether he is just having an ineffective first inning for other reasons. Walking with Barber back to the mound. Gibbs standing down on the grass, and Barber stays in. Bill Freehan, the first baseman, steps in. Freehan is hitting .248, 19 home runs, 66 runs batted in. Bases loaded, nobody out, the infield bat. Barber has given up two hits and two walks and one run. He starts the move, full motion, here's the pitch. Freehan hits the ground ball to third. Cox has it, steps on third. And the throw to the plate hits Krasinski in the back. Bounces over toward the seat. Krasinski scores. K-line scores. And on to third base on the whole play went Willie Horton. They had the double play, but Cox hits Krasinski with the throw to the plate. Gibbs talking to the plate umpire, possibly about interference on the runner coming home. Well, they had the double play and could have had two outs there, but the throw home hit the runner. K-line is out at third. He does not score. K-line was out at third. Krasinski scores. Horton goes to third, and two runs are in. One on that play. Freehan, a fielder's choice, and a run batted in. Scoreboard shows three runs. Only two came in, though, because K-line was out at third base. Here's the pitch now to John Wirth. Strike called over at the knees. Cox fielded the ball near the bag, stepped on third, which did force K-line. Then he threw home, trying to get Krasinski, and his throw home hit Krasinski. Barber deals. There's a foul back on the netting. No balls and two strikes on John Wirth. The infield stays back. Willie Horton is at third base, and Freehan, on all the action, running straight down the line at first, made it no farther. K-line, even though being forced at third, came down the line, stepped on the plate, but his run does not count. He was out. The pitch, where swings and misses, strike three. Joe Barber has two down here in the first inning. The batter will be the catcher, Jim Bright. Bright's a right-hand batter, hitting .176. He's had two home runs, 11 runs batted in. At times during the season, manager Mayo Smith has put Freehan at first base, kept K-line in the outfield, and used Bright as the catcher to stack the right-hand hitters in his lineup. K-line, though, has become more and more the backup first baseman, so to speak, for Norm Cash, or the right-hand hitting first baseman. Pitch to Price. Line drive, one hop by Bobby Cox to third. He throws over to Mantle, and the side is retired. Tigers come up, though, with two runs on two hits. There were no errors. Check that. There was one error. The throwing error by Cox at third. And two men are left on base. At the end of one half inning of play, the score, the Tigers 2 and the Yankees coming to bat. The Detroit Tigers have a long top half of the first inning in which they scored two runs on two hits, a Yankee throwing error, and two men left. And now the bottom half of the first inning, the Yankees go against slender right-hander Pat Dobson. Dobson has a record of 3-5, no decisions this year or lifetime against the Yankees. Dobson, in one game against the Yankees this year, pitched 5 2/3 innings of relief and retired 16 men in a row. He's dealing to Horace Clark, and the first pitch, get on the ground to the shortstop. Krasuski is up with it. Throws on to first base, one out. Nate Gibbs will bat. While Clark was hitting 221, Gibbs is batting 223 as he steps in. 72 hits on the year, 10 doubles, 3 triples, 2 home runs, and 24 runs batted in. Gibbs also owns 8 stolen bases, leading all Major League catchers to my knowledge. He runs up as if to bunt and takes a strike one. Mickey Mantle kneeling on deck. The 0-1 pitch to Gibbs. Bouncer right back to the pitcher, Dobson. He flags it down. Shot puts it over to first base. That's all for Gibbs. Two out. And now the next. Dobson's first pitch to Mantle. Inside. Ball one. Mickey batting left-handed. 16 homers, 44 runs batted in. His next home run will break the tie with Jimmy Fox and put Mantle in third place all by himself on the all-time list. Pitch to him. Strike is called, and it's 1-1. In all probability, Mantle will not play the second game of the doubleheader today, but would be available in it for pinch hitting duty. Mickey's last home run came as a pinch hitter. 1-1 pitch to him. Popped up high in the air on the left side in foul territory. The third baseman, Wirt, waiting for it. Near the line, makes the catch just in foul ground. So for the Yankees, a 3-up, 3-down, nothing across inning. At the end of one, the score is Detroit 2 and New York nothing. Tigers lead off the second with their second baseman, Tom Matchett. M-A-T-C-H-I-C-K. Matchick rejoined the club from his military unit in time for yesterday's ball game. Matchick hails from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Before he steps in, Barber has yet to complete his warm-up throws. On New York Yankee baseball, let's pause for station identification.
Hi, this is Jerry Ducey. Join me for my telephone talk show, weeknights here at 810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady.
Tom Matchick had a sensational spring training last year in 1967. He had 484 in the spring training game. Spent the year at Toledo, batted 289, came up with the Tigers in time to get up 6 times at bat and have one base hit. Coming into this ball game, Matchick is hitting 205. He's a left-hand batter. Barber's first pitch to him. Fouled away to the seats on the left side. Just missed the facing of the upper deck. Oh, it bounced down off the dugout roof and back on the field. Now, those fouls that bounce back, you feel like, well, somebody's been cheated just a little bit, don't you? Matchick None of the other games yet underway. Boston at Baltimore, Cleveland at Washington, Minnesota at Chicago, and California at Oakland, all single games. Pitch to Magic. A ball just a bit high. 1-1. Barber winds and throws. There's a ground ball toward Clark. Horace Hassett going to his right, throws over to Madeline. Time, one out. It'll bring up the pitcher, Pat Dobson. Dobson is hitting 174. Detroit leading by a score of 2-0. Dobson has been up 23 times this year. He has 4 base hits, 1 run batted in. Barber pitches. Dobson takes the ball outside. Right-hand batter. He bats just as he throws. This is Dobson's 9th start. He looks at a strike over at the knees. He has relieved 29 times. He has completed one game and has one shutout to his credit. The first time Dobson had ever started against the Yankees. Barber's pitch. Strike two call with a fastball. One-two delivery. Get up in the air out into right field. Backing off for it. Andy Costco. Near the warning track, he makes the catch. Costco had to backpedal in a hurry to catch up with that one. Mickey Stanley steps in. He led off the first inning with a single up the middle past Barber and scored the first of 2 runs for the Detroit Tigers. Good turn. It's outside. Ball one. Up in the fifth. Strike on the outside corner makes it 1-1. The Tigers playing this series against the Yankees without their regular second baseman, Dick McAuliffe, who was suspended for his part in the fracas on Thursday. Outside pitch makes it 2-1. McAuliffe and Tommy John, the pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, got into a bit of a brawl. Both were thrown out of the ballgame. And McAuliffe wound up with a 5-day suspension and a rather heavy fine. Two-one pitch to him. Ground ball hit to the shortstop, stretch. He digs it off the right ankle, throws over to first base in time. Stanley is out and throws the side. Barber gets the Tigers in order. Nothing across, and at the end of 1.5 innings of play, the score is Detroit 2 and New York nothing. For the second inning, the Yankees have the middle third of the batting order, Pepitone, Costco, and Fresh. Pepitone is hitting 244, 13 home runs, 46 runs batted in. In all fairness to Joe, you'd have to say he's had a pretty good year, considering the fact that he's missed well over 40 games because of injury. The first pitch to him, outside, ball one. Pepitone, one of the more controversial ball players, one of the more colorful players in the league. The pitch, swaying and a miss. He swung in a pitch right in on his fist. 1-1. Pepitone steps out. He wants the rosin bag. Gets it from Andy Costco, who is on deck. Yankees with 10 wins in their last 13 games. One of the warmer clubs in the league right now. The pitch to Pepitone. Third is swung on and missed by two. Yankees' best streak before this was when they won 8 out of 9, May 19th through the 30th. Came into this game, 2 games under .500, the first time since Memorial Day, May 30th, that they were that close. The pitch coming. Foul back, and the count holds at 1-2. Yankees have won 61 and lost 63. Closest team above them, Oakland, has won 66 and lost 62. The A's are three games ahead of the Yankees. 1-2 pitch coming. Pepitone lines it down the right field side. It's a fair ball. It's a base hit. It's a foul ball when it comes down. Not deep enough to reach the seat. But it could have gone for extra bases had it been fair. A ball and two strikes. The count remains. Pepitone got around well on the pitch. Pulled it just a bit too much. Pepitone has said several times this year that he himself feels he's a better hitter after he has two strikes on him. Next pitch coming, fouled away. Back to the upper deck. None of the other games yet underway. One two to Pepitone. Line drive caught by a three-hand at first base. A leaping catch by Bill Freehand to take a base hit away from Pepitone. And now Andy Costco. Costco had a good the first third of the season and tailed off during the middle third, and during the last third of the season, he's picked up again. Costco is batting 230, 13 home runs, 48 runs batted in. Pitch to him is low outside, ball one. Castro's 48 runs batted in, tops on the club. Two ahead of Pepitone, four ahead of Mantle, three ahead of Frick. 1-0 pitch. Third ball is hit high in the air on the shallow center. Coming hard is Stanley. This ball may drop. And it is in there for a base hit. Castro racing to second, and he's in standing with a double. Mickey Stanley did not get a good jump on the ball. He got to it, got his glove on the ball, but it kicked off his glove. It cannot be charged as an error. He came a long way. If he'd started a half a step sooner, he might have caught it. But Stanley did not get a good jump on it, and Costco has a double. Yankees' first hit of the game. Tom Thresh, the batter. Thresh hitting 197. Nonetheless, has driven in 45 runs, has 11 homers. The pitch to him. Sure for a strike one. Thresh with 79 hits. 13 doubles, 3 triples, 11 homers. One pitch. Down low with another breaking ball. It's one ball and one strike. Out in center field, Stanley has shaded well over toward the alley in right center. K-line players are straight away in deep right field, and Horton moves over to his left, over toward center. Infield shaded to the right side or the first base side against Stretch. The pitch, he pops it up on the right side, backing off. The second baseman matches. He's under it, makes the catch back in the grass. Two down. And now Bill Robinson. Robinson playing left field today in place of Roy White. Roy is attending an Army Reserve meeting and will miss both games of today's doubleheader. White will be back for the doubleheader tomorrow night against the California Angels. And working off the stretch. Check Costco over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Robinson looks at the curve and a strike when it's called. Robinson hitting 217. He has 47 hits, 11 doubles, 5 triples, and 3 home runs. Next pitch is a ball down low, 1-1. Robinson and Roy White each have 5 triples to lead the club in that department. by Pat Dodson. Here's his pitch. Looping curve is high. Detroit leading 2-0 here in the bottom half of the second. Costco at second base, two out. Robinson got a little dirt on his hand, steps in again against Dodson. And the 2-1 pitch to him. Check swing, ball two. Check that, make it ball three. Dodson and Price, the catcher, both questioning the call with plate umpire Marty Springstead. This is Pat Dodson, a native of Depew, New York. 26 years old, 6'3", 190. He deals, Robinson takes, a strike called, and the count is 4-3-2. And throws the rubber, staring in at Price. The set and the pitch. Low and outside. Ball four, and Robinson one. The first walk given up by Dodson. The Yankees have runners at first and second, and the batter is Bobby Cox. Batting at 226, has hit 5 home runs, driven in 31 runs. He also has 11 doubles and 1 triple. First pitch time, down low. Ball one. Costco at second, Robinson at first, two outs. One ball, no strike pitch to Bobby Cox. Dodson throws, curveball is fouled over toward the left side on the ground. One ball, one strike. Detroit leading 2-0. Bottom half of the second. 1-1 pitch to Cox. High and tight with a breaking ball. 2-1. Price, the catcher, is called time. Goes out to the mound. Jimmy Price is from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 25 years old. Price was quite a high school football star. 25 colleges were after him. But he decided to play professional baseball instead of going to college. Gives the sign. 2-1 pitch will be coming down to Bob Cox. Here it is. He hits it high in the air out into right field. K-line going back. Has it measured and has it in his glove. He was out of time. For the Yankees, no runs, one hit. No errors, two men left on. And at the end of two innings, the score is Detroit 2 and the Yankees nothing. We go to the third inning. Dick Brzezinski will lead off for Detroit. Then Al Kaline and Willie Horton. Well, the Cleveland Indians have broken on front against the Senators on a first-inning home run by Jose Cardenal. Sam McDowell pitching for Cleveland. Barry Moore for Washington. The Cardenal homer, the only run for Cleveland in the first, and now the Senators have come to bat. Dick Suzuki Drew a walk and also scored a run in the first inning. The only walk Barber has given up. Check that. He's given up two walks. He also walked Horton in the first inning. Detroit leading 2-0. There's a strike over the outside corner. Krasinski, a right-hand batter. Just missed the corner that time and a ball. Manager Mayo Smith able to stack his lineup with right-hand hitters in this ballgame. All but the second baseman, Tom Mackey. 1-1 pitch. Fastball slowing inside, almost hit him. Got past Gibbs and all the way to the backstop. Talked to Barber before the game this afternoon. Asked him about the sore arm. He said, right now it feels great. He said the reason for the soreness and swelling had been explained to him by Yankee team physician, Dr. Gaynor. But it was one of those things that would come suddenly, but could also leave just as suddenly. And before the game today, he felt fine. 2-1 pitch. Fastball missed outside. And the count is 3-1 to Dick Krasinski. Barber said he did not know, of course, how the arm would feel once he started throwing. 3-1 delivery. Line to left field. Base hit. Bill Robinson over near the corner fields it. Krasinski holds on to first base with a single. Hit number 3 for the Detroit Tigers, and the batter will be Al Kaline. Kaline in the first inning with runners at first and second drilled a single to left to score the first run, a drive in the first run. Mattel holding against Krasinski. Barber deals Kaline. There's a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fielded by Pepitone, and he throws into second base. As Krasinski races to third, and Kaline is 2-for-2. So the top of the batting order giving Barber trouble today. Stanley, Krasinski, and Kaline accounting for the four base hits the Tigers have. And now Willie Horton, who drew a walk in the first inning. Nobody out. The infield back at double play depth. Again, conceding the runner at third to try to get the double play. Horton swings and misses. Strike one. No balls and a strike to Willie Horton. Freon is on deck. The runner's edge away. The set, the pitch. Inside. One ball, one strike. Willie Horton grew up in Detroit. He was quite a high school football and baseball star. Signed in 1962. 1-1 pitch. High. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Willie Horton signed a professional contract when he was 18 years old. He was born in Virginia, but was raised in Detroit. I believe I said he was born and raised there. He was born in Virginia, but the family moved to Detroit at a very young age for Willie. He bounces a foul off his left foot. Rolls slowly down the third base line, and the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes.
The game continues at the beginning of side two after a short delay.
Tiger scouts first started looking at Willie Horton when he was just 14 years old. When he was 16 years old, in a game at Tiger Stadium, he hit a home run into the right field pavilion. And when the Detroit Tiger scouts saw that, they said they had to sign him, and they signed him 2 years later. balls and two strikes to Horton. Krasinski at third, K-line at first. Barber looks into Gibbs, starts his move, checks the base runners. Here's the pitch to Horton, high and outside, ball three. Barber's off-speed pitch riding high and up, or high and outside. Usually, to a right-hand batter, it will break down and away. So the string runs out on Horton. We'll see if K-Line is going. Last time we had this situation, K-Line did not run. That was in the first inning. Krasinski at third, K-Line at first. Mantle holding against Al. The set by Barber. K-Line does not go. Horton hits the ground ball. Base hit down the third baseline. Jams off in the left field. Gets by Bill Robinson. Krasinski scores. K-Line will score. Horton is in at second base for the double. And Detroit leads 4-0. That ball was hit just down the third baseline. May have even hit the bag. It was that close. And streamed on into left field after coming off the railing in front of the box seats down on the left field corner. It actually bounced by Bill Robinson. Bill might have had a play on K-Line had he fielded the ball cleanly and left. Robinson has a fine arm. Rocky Colavito running out toward the Yankee bullpen. Colavito may be going out to warm up to come in and pitch. That is very true because Hauk has said that if ever he felt a game was out of reach, rather than waste a bullpen man, and now with the doubleheaders piling up, he might consider it wasteful to bring in a regular bullpen man. He said that he would use Colavito as a pitcher under those circumstances. Bill Freehan steps in. The Tigers leading 4-0. With Horton at second, still nobody out. Barber's pitch to Freehan. Low for a ball one. Hauk has two non-pitchers who can pitch, if you know what I mean. Colavito is one, and Gene Michael is the other. 1-0 pitch. Freehan takes a ball outside. 2-0. The blessing for the bullpen yesterday, really, when Stottlemyre went all the way, they didn't have a single man warming up in the bullpen all afternoon. And every once in a while, your bullpen needs a rest like that. 2-0 pitch coming to Freehan. Here it is. It's in there for a strike. Makes it 2-1. Detroit in front, 4-0. Washington tied Cleveland 1-1 at the end of one. Barber starts his move. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Freehan, strike two. Speaking of Colavito going out to the bullpen to warm up, on the road, he and Steve Barber are roommates. Now, do you suppose they talk about pitching or talk about hitting? Two balls, two strikes to Bill Freehan. The pitch to him. Ground ball foul off the left side. Freehan knocked in a run in the first inning. On Freehan. I said he batted in a run. That's right. The run scored on the throwing of Cox, the throw that hit Krasinski in the back. That's right. So there was no run batted in for Freehan in that inning. Pitch to him. Outside. Ball three. Full count, 3-2. Tigers now leading 4-0. Harper starts his move. Check Corton at second. Here's the pitch. Then on the ground to Cox. He knocks it down. Check Corton back. Throws to first base. In time at first. Three on his out. So twice in as many at bats, Freehan has hit a hard ground shot at Cox. While he knocked this one down, came up with it in time to check Horton back to second and throw Freehan out at first. Colavito warming up in the Yankee bullpen. He pitched two innings in an exhibition game against Syracuse back in late July. Struck out one, gave up no runs and no hits. He does know how to get to the mound. Downward. The third baseman struck out his first trip. Fouls one at the plate. Strike one. Right now in New York Yankee baseball, let's pause for station identification.
This is Bill Edwardson. Join me for breakfast every morning at 7. Here on WGY 810 on your dial. Connected.
And a strike to Don Wirt. There's one out. Horton is the runner at second base. He doubles. Barber looks him over. Here's the pitch to Wirt. Check swing ground ball. Slowly hit towards rest. The shortstop has it. Makes his throw to first in time. Horton goes to third. Wirt is out. Short to first. Two away. The batter will be the catcher, Jim Bright. The right-hand batter grounded out to Cox at third, his first time up. Horton is the runner at third. Barber sticks the price. Over but low, ball one. Price has been in 50 games prior to this. He's been at bat 109 times. Barber throws. He hits a high fly ball down the left field side. Over to the corner goes Bill Robinson, makes the catch in fair territory, and the shot is retired. Bill Robinson, right at the foot of the foul pole in the left field corner, retires Price. The Tigers get two runs on three hits. There were no errors, and one man is left on base. So at the end of the two and a half innings of play, the score is Detroit 4 and the Yankees nothing. To the bottom half of the third inning. Steve Barber leads off for the Yankees. Barber, Clark, and Gibbs. Pat Dobson on the mound for Detroit has a four-run lead. And the first pitch to Barber. Drag, one is called. Barber has been up 34 times this year without a base hit. Next pitch, fastball, strike two calls. No balls, two strikes. See if Dobson wastes one. He does, high and inside. One ball, two strikes. Slow breaking curveball. Horace Clark on deck, and then Jake Gibbs. 1-2 pitch on the way. Inside fastball makes it 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch coming. Barber fouls it off the shin guards of Jim Price, the catcher. Barber steps away, and let's see, he wants the rosin bag, I believe. Very warm, very humid afternoon. A lot of perspiration comes dripping down the arms, around the wrist, getting the hand, so Barber wanted to get it away with the rosin. He steps in again with a two ball, two strike count. Nobody on, nobody out.
Dobson has the sign. Here's his pitch. Barber, it's a ground ball to the right side. Base hit! In the right field. Pass magic, and Barber has his first hit of the year. Hit number two for the Yankees. Barber is on with a leadoff single. A little chat with first base coach Whitey Ford. That's the essence of the conversation, was who says pitchers can't hit. Breon will not hold him on at first. Clark steps in, sends a foul back toward the mezzanine level. Up into the press box instead. Now Dobson, the pitcher, wants a towel brought out to him. And mops his face, his hands, his wrists, and his arms. Here in the broadcast booth, our thermometer shows 92 degrees. Very, very humid. There's a breeze, but we don't feel any of it in here. See the flag rippling pretty well on the roof. One strike pitch to Clark. Just outside. Makes it one and one. Barber, the runner at first. Breon playing in halfway. One deal. Outside and high. Two balls and a strike. Crowd getting into the game now. Pitch. High. The clock ball three. And crowd gets a little more rambunctious. Hoping for a Yankee rally here in the third inning. Barber at first, nobody out. Detroit is leading 4-0. The pitch to Clark, strike called. It's full 3-2. Salavito is no longer warming up in the Yankee bullpen. Looking out there, we can see him with a jacket over his right arm. He had been throwing. 3-2 pitch will be coming to Clark. Here it comes. Ground ball to six-yard match at the second baseman. He tags Barber. Barber knocks him down. He makes no throw to first base. And let's see if they're going to call the runner out runner there. They will call it a double play. First base umpire Flaherty did not call it. Bob Stewart, the second base umpire, did. And now Frassetti racing across from the third base catching box, arguing, George Hoff arguing. Magic tagged Barber. Feared that Barber threw his shoulder into him, knocked him down. Magic made no throw on the first base on Clark. But Bob Stewart has ruled a double play, charging interference by Barber. Carries the argument to Bob Stewart. Corsetti very seldom argues in a game, but Corsetti came charging across the diamond to put up an argument. And getting a check out of out history on it.
Clark is called out for Barber's interference. That is the ruling by Bob Stewart. And technically, it will go in the book as an unassisted double play for the second baseman. Jake Gibbs swings on the first pitch, bounces a fair ball down to first, freehand, scoops it up behind the bag, makes the play unassisted, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. And now at the end of three innings of play, the scoreboard total shows the Yankees, no runs, two hits, one error. The Tigers, four runs, five hits, and one error. The Yankees in the lost column trail Oakland by one, and they trail Cleveland and Boston by only two games in the lost column. Then come the Minnesota Twins in sixth place, California seventh, Chicago eighth, and Chicago ninth, and Washington is tenth. Yankees sixth, Minnesota seventh, California eighth, Chicago ninth, and Washington tenth. And now we go to the top half of the fourth inning. Leading off, here's Tom Maschek. Barber's first pitch is over for a strike. The wind up, the next pitch, blown away. Evens the count at 1-1. Maschek with part of the Yankee Stadium infield on the back of his uniform. Pitch, foul back. Well, the press box has just informed us that plate umpire Marty Springstead, who was not involved in the Barber Maschek play a moment ago, said that it was ruled a double play because Barber had elbowed Maschek, knocked him down, and prevented Maschek from making what Springstead called the automatic double play. All right, a 1-2 pitch now to Maschek. Ground ball hit towards Clark. To his left, he has it. Throws over to Mantle in time, and there's one out. I didn't see Barber's elbow. It looked like he threw a little bit of a shoulder maybe into Maschek. But anyway, Maschek hit the deck and the double play was ruled. Here's Dobson, the pitcher. Takes outside, ball one. Dobson is a right-hand batter. Tigers leading 4-0. Barber winds, kicks and throws. High and outside, ball two. Yankees in sixth place lead the seventh place Minnesota Twins by three full games after Minnesota split a twin bill with Chicago. This evening, Chicago winning 4-2 in the first game, Minnesota 9-1 in the nightcap. Barber misses outside, and he's behind 3-0 now to his opposing pitcher, Pat Dobson. Dobson lofted a fly ball to right field his first time up. Takes the sign, kicks and throws, strike called at 3-1. Dobson steps back, looks down to third base coach Tony Cuccinello to see if the stake is on. Wally Moses coaches at first base for Detroit. We'll know in a moment. Here's the 3-1 pitch. He takes ball four. It's outside, and Dobson draws a walk. That is the third walk given up by Barber. He has struck out one. The batter now is Mickey Stanley. The center fielder singled in the first inning, scored the first run. He grounded out in the second. Stanley takes a strike. The official score now says that the double play a moment ago in which Barber knocked down Maschek at second will be scored 4-4-3. One strike pitch to Stanley. Swung on and missed, strike two. So Maschek will be credited with a put out and an assist, and three on at first base gets a put out. 0-2 pitch to Stanley. Check swing, and it's high for a ball, 1-2. Barber checks first for Dobson. Here's his pitch. Foul back. Right off the end of the bat. Stanley tried to check his swing and could not. Thank you. first base, playing back, not holding against Upton. Barber looks and deals, and the pitch bounces off the plate. Gibbs has no idea where it is. Dobson races on down to second. Gibbs picks it up behind the dish, and it's a wild pitch charged to Barber. So Dobson moves to second, eliminating the possibilities of the regular double play. But now has gone 2-2 on Stanley. Barber in the move. And the pitch coming low for ball 3-4. Top of the fourth. Tigers 4, the Yankees nothing. Pat Dobson, the runner at second. One out. 3-2 pitch to Stanley. Lined out in the center field, and it's in for a base hit. And it's off Pepitone's glove. By the time he picks it up, there'll be no play at the plate. Dobson scores, and the Tigers lead 5-0. Ball in front of Pepitone, kicked off to his right. He knocked it down with a glove hand. Had to stop and pick it up, and that eliminated any chance of a play at the plate, if there would have been one anyway. There is no error on it. It's a run batted in for Stanley. It's now Detroit 5 and New York nothing, with Dick Brzezinski the batter. Brzezinski has been up twice. He's been on twice, and he has scored twice. And the first pitch to him is a ball. He walked in the first inning, singled in the third. Mantle holding against Stanley at first base. Barber's next pitch. Line to center field. Base hit. Stanley down around second stop as Pepitone fields it cleanly and rifles it into stretch. And here comes manager Ralph Hawk on his way to the mound. Is talking with Barber and Gibbs, and now makes the motion toward the bullpen, and let's see who he's going to bring in. Will it be Colavito? Still waiting for somebody to come through the gate. It will be Colavito. Rocky Colavito. Colavito will be making his first pitching appearance for the Yankees. He did pitch once before in a regular league game for the Cleveland Indians. So Colavito will take his turn on the mound. Listen to the crowd. Barber has gone 3-3 innings. He left 7 hits, walked 3, struck out 1, and has been charged with 5 runs. Reception when he came on. He throws fastballs, that's about all. He pitched, as we told you, 2 innings against Syracuse in an exhibition game on July 25th. We talked to Ralph Hawk about his impression of Colavito as a pitcher, and Hawk said he surprised me in the fact that he could get the ball over the plate. He did not give up any runs or any hits. He struck out one batter. And as he takes his warm-up throws, he's fired in pretty good to Jake Gibbs. It looks like his fastball is sinking. And by strange coincidence, the first man he faces will be Al Kaline. The Rocky Colavito, who has, through his career, been known more for hitting home runs than trying to prevent home runs from being hit, comes on to pitch for the Yankees. Colavito with 371 career home runs in 15th place on the home run all-time home run list, coming on this afternoon as a pitcher for the Yankees. He'll work to Kaline with runners at first and second, one out, one run across, and Detroit leading 5-0. Shortstop Tom Fresh has come into the mound to confer with Colavito. And this is going to be interesting to watch. Let's see what happens as Colavito pitches to Kaline. He stretches, very short stretch. Looks back to second. And the pitch. Strike is called. Listen to the fans. You think this isn't a joyful bunch out here today. Here the Yankees are behind 5-0, but you get something new to get their interest up. Colavito pitching for only the second time in his major league career and his first time for the Yankees. One strike pitch. Oh, a blooper pitch way up high. A ball and a strike. Now Gibbs goes out to check with him. I talked to Rocky about the one time that he did relieve in a league game for Cleveland. He said, "You know who I relieved? Dwight Wilhelm." It was just before Wilhelm was traded to Baltimore. 1-1 pitch. Outside. Fastball. The game in which Colavito did his other relief pitching job was also against Detroit. Here's the pitch. Get on the ground towards Fresh. Tommy has only one play to first base in time to get Kaline. The runners move up as Kaline grounds out to Fresh. Stanley goes. Down to third base. Krasuski is on at second, and the batter will be Willie Horton. Horton has walked and doubled and driven in two runs. He's down low with a fastball to Horton. Ball one. Joe Gordon was managing Cleveland when Rocky Colavito was used in his other pitching assignment. He's low again to Horton. It was in 1958. He pitched three innings. Walked three, struck out one, gave up no runs and no hits. He's behind Horton, two balls and no strikes. Steps back off the rubber. Kicks and throws. Horton hits a ground ball. Foul on the third base side. A real shot. Just like his double back in the third inning. But this one, instead of being fair by inches, was foul by inches. almost hit the base runner, Mickey Stanley. Base runner at third as he comes down the line. If he knows what he's doing, he'll always be in foul territory. So if he's hit by a ground ball, he will not be out, and the batter will not be out. So the batter is never out when he hits a base runner with a ground ball. It's always the runner who is out. The batter is always credited with a base hit, but the runner at third does not want to be hit in fair territory and be eliminated. 2-1 pitch to Horton is outside. Ball three, 3-1. Top of the fourth. Detroit 5, the Yankees nothing. There are two outs. There are runners at second and third. Rocky Colavito in relief of Steve Barber on the pitching mound. Glances at third. Looks down to Gibbs. Colavito brings the hands together. Kicks and deals. Horton pops up. See if Gibbs has a play. Probably not. It'll be on the screen. Out of reach. Count still 3-2. It used to be in the major leagues that you had to designate your pitchers. In other words, if you had, say, a Steve Barber on the mound and a Colavito in right field, you wanted Colavito to pitch to one batter. You couldn't put Barber out in right and bring Colavito in to pitch and then change back again unless you had listed Colavito as a pitcher. But to get around that ruling, all clubs just listed all 25 of their men, designated them all as pitchers. So the rule was thereby abolished. It was just outmoded. So now anybody on your ball club can be used as a pitcher if the manager so desires. 3-2 coming to Willie Horton. He hits it out in the air into left field. Bill Robinson posts in under it. Makes the catch and the crowd is retired. Listen to the crowd. Colavito gets a standing ovation. It's unbelievable. Now to the first baseline, they're up on their feet. Tigers get a run on two hits. No errors and two left at the end of the top of the fourth. The score, Tigers 5, Yankees nothing. Here's go up as Mickey Mantle comes out to lead off the bottom half of the fourth inning. Mantle fouled out to the third baseman his first trip. Dobson throws. Mickey takes a strike on a breaking ball that rode in on the inside corner just above the knee. And the 0-1 pitch. High this time. Dobson working quickly with a 5-0 lead. Mantle needing one home run to move ahead of all-time great Jimmy Fox. 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground foul off the first base side. One and two to Mickey Mantle. Dobson throws. Mantle pops it up. Out near second base. The shortstop, Dick Krasuski, is calling for it. Under it and makes the catch. Mantle is retired, one out, and right now on New York Yankee Baseball, let's pause for station identification. One out, Pepito on the batter. Joe lined out to the first baseman, Freehan, his first time up. Freehan made a leaping catch of the line drive. He swings on this one, Luke went out of the shallow center. Stanley after it, cannot get it. He trapped the ball, and Pepito has a base hit. Stanley made a diving try for it, but dropped it. And Pepitone has a single. Yankees, third hit of the game off Pat Dodson. Batter is Andy Kotko. Kotko doubled his first time up. Pitch to him. Curveball is popped up on the first base side foul. Freehan after it and makes the catch. Freehan, the first baseman, retires Kopko. Two outs and the batter is Tommy Fresh. bottom half of the fourth. Tigers leading 5-0.
Robinson drew a walk his first time up. The only base on ball given up by Dobson. Dobson has not struck out anybody. Tigers leading 5-0. Dobson requests time, and he asks his catcher, Jim Price, to come out. Short stretch by Dobson, and the pitch to Bill Robinson. Low and outside. Ball one. Cleveland and Washington still tied 1-1 going to the fourth inning. One-oh pitch to Robinson. Curveball is fouled back. Mets scored a run in the first, lead Cincinnati 1-0. The Phillies and the Braves scoreless at the end of one. Pirates and the Cardinals 0-0 at the end of one. Chicago at Houston, San Francisco at Los Angeles, not yet underway. Cleveland-Washington game, the only other one in the American League that is underway. One ball, one strike to Bill Robinson. Dobson. Dodgers move. Looks back to second for Pepitone. Here's the pitch. Robinson hits the ground ball. It bounces down through on the center field base hit. Pepitone will score. Greg round second and slips back ahead of the throw into second base. Ball is popped up and it's got on left field. Back goes Krasinski. In comes Horton. Krasinski makes the catch and the crowd is retired. He almost collided with Willie Horton. They may have just brushed, but no harm done to either player. Dox is out on the pop up to Krasinski, the shortstop. The Yankees get one run, three hits, no errors, and two men left. And at the end of four, the score is Detroit 5 and the Yankees 1. Move along to the top of the fifth inning. First baseman Bill Freehan will lead off for Detroit, to be followed by Don Word and Jim Frank. Rocky Colavito on the mound for the Yankees. It's going to be interesting to see how long Colavito stays in, see just what he does while he's in there. Colavito, in the waning years, perhaps the waning weeks or waning days of a career, maybe starting a new one, who knows? Colavito played his first game of professional baseball in 1951 at Daytona Beach in the Florida State League.
The game continues at the beginning of side three.
Played in six All-Star games. And now pitching this afternoon against the Detroit Tigers. Ready to work to right-hand hitting Bill Freehand. Fastball is fouled on the ground down the third base line. Detroit, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 1 run, 5 hits, and 1 error. One strike pitch. Breaking ball, and it's blown away. 1-1. Calavito takes a regular turn, pitching batting practice when he's not playing. He fires to Freehand and gets a strike, and there it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tell you one thing, Calavito's got the crowd with him. It was amazing. He came off the mound. After getting Horton on a fly ball to end the fourth inning, he pokes down the first base side, stood up for him. He turns one over and misses outside with a 2-2. Steps back off the rubber, rubs up the baseball, steps on again. He does. He's got the pitcher's moves. 2-2 pitch. Freehand leans away from it. Ball 3 inside. Full count, 3-2. Calavito rubbing on the ball again. Next road trip coming up for the Yankees. Calavito and Barber will have something to talk about, won't they? He delivers. Freehand pops it up. Foul. Headed for the seats on the first base side. Comes down in the crowd. Calavito doesn't do any windup. Just brings his hands together. Doesn't try to hide the baseball from the view of the batter. And now he steps back on the grass, gets off the skin of the pitching rubber to rub on the baseball and mop the perspiration away with the left shoulder and left sleeve of his uniform shirt. Now steps on again. Brings his hands together, kicks and throws, and he's low with a fastball and 3 on his arm. First walk and the first base runner against Calavito. The batter will be Don Word, who has struck out and grounded out to the shortstop in 2 appearances. Fields Word, outside. So far, against Calavito, maybe the only pitcher in the major leagues that has never been scored upon. One old pitch. Foul back into the upper deck. Makes it 1 ball and 1 strike to Don Word. Rocco Domenico Calavito. Born August 10th, 1933. Right here in the Bronx. Makes his home now in Temple, Pennsylvania. One pitch to Work. High. 2 balls and a strike. In the major leagues, Calavito has been with Cleveland, Detroit, Kansas City, back to Cleveland, the White Sox, the Dodgers, and now the Yankees. One pitch to Don Work. Ball outside, and the count is 3-1. One pitch. Work swings and misses. Strike two. Keith Mars, good buddy from Sports Illustrated, standing over here next to the booth, says that Calavito and Word are now neighbors over in Pennsylvania. At least Temple, PA, is sort of a suburb of Reading, and that's where Word lives, at Reading.
Freehan leads away from first. 3-2 pitch. Freehan goes. Wirtz hops it up. Foul on the first base side. Gibbs and Mantle both there. Gibbs calling for it, and Gibbs has it. So Wirtz is retired. Freehan back to first base. One out, and Jim Price, the catcher, steps in. Retirement of Don Wirtz has now pitched four hitless innings in his big league career, one in this game. The other three for Cleveland against Detroit. The pitch, outside, ball one. And I'll bet when the writers talk to Colavito after this game, he'll say, well, you know, he said, I think my control was pretty good considering I'd had 10 years rest. 1-0 pitch. High. Two balls and no strikes. Ball is high. Scoreboard, message board, welcome to Binghamton, New York Baseball Club. To no strike to Jim Price. Colavito kicks and deals, forces it right down the middle for a strike. It's 3-1. Wherever Colavito has played, he's been very popular with the fans. Delivers 3-1, and it's outside, ball four. Price walks. That moves Freehan down to second, and Colavito gives up his second base on ball. The batter will be Tom Matzik, the second baseman. You know, our baseball Western Union wire service that sends information around the country on half-inning scores, pitching changes, home runs. You imagine the surprise now. All the radio stations and ballparks around the country when they see the pitching change for the Yankees and see Colavito. Now, first thing those guys will want to know, is he really pitching or did he hit a home run? Matzik swings and pops one high in the air down the first baseline. Mantle in fair territory is under it and makes the catch. There are two away. And now the pitcher, Pat Dobson. Dobson drew a walk from Barber in the fourth inning and scored run number 5 for Detroit. Barber walked 3, 2 of the walks scored. The pitch to Dobson. Fastball misses outside. Ball one. Colavito again, mopping the perspiration away with the uniform shirt sleeve. Throws the rubber, looks straight down at his feet, now looks into Gibbs. Short set, holds the set below the belt, kicks and draws, swing and a miss by Dobson, ball on a strike. Tigers ahead, 5-1. There's a foul headed back into the upper deck. That is one ball and two strikes on Dobson. Mickey Stanley is on deck. One, two, pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Gibbs. Two balls, two strikes. On, two gone, two balls and two strikes on number 22, Pat Dobson. Colavito's pitch to him, fouled away again to the upper deck on the first base side. In baseball history, ever to hit four home runs in one Major League game. Dealing now, 2-2 to Dodson. Ground ball is hit towards Clark. Clark does it, makes his throw to Mantle in time, and the side again is recovered by Saturday. No runs, no hits. No, no runs. Two walks, two men left on base. And at the end of four and a half innings, the score is Detroit 5 and the Yankees 1. Dobson pitch. Curveball is lying foul to the seat down left field side. Calavito's been up 55 times. 13 hits, one double, one triple, two home runs. Eight runs batted in. That's his record as a Yankee. He also had three home runs for the Dodgers before joining the Yankees. Next pitch to him, drops in but low. One ball, one strike. Over the plate but low. Dobson winds and throws low again. Two balls and a strike. Barber, before departing the game, had one of the Yankees' five base hits. Went off the third inning with a single to right field, his first hit of the year. Now the 2-1 to Calavito. Fly ball is hit out of the center field. Mickey Stanley, with the glasses down, is under it, makes the catch. One out. And now the second baseman, Horace Clark, 0-for-2 so far. Round about to shortstop, and then with Barber on first in the third inning, Clark hit a ground ball to Magic, the second baseman. That was a controversial play where Magic tagged Barber, and Barber knocked him down. Umpire Bob Stewart ruled a double play. Clark sends a fly ball out into shallow left. Horton is there, bounds the glove, makes the catch, two away. And now Jake Gibbs. Gibbs has bounced back to the pitcher and grounded out to Freehan at first base unassisted. Two outs and nobody on. Tigers leading 5-1. Dobson rocks and throws outside. 4-1. Mantle is on deck. And the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Gibbs taking all the way. One ball, one strike. Gibbs scratches up a little dirt. Pats his hands together. Steps back in. 1-1 pitch from Pat Dobson. Low inside. Two balls and one strike. Swing and a miss by Gibbs. Leaving the count. 2-2. Sun beating down. Scoreboard shows the Tigers 5 runs and 7 hits. The Yankees 1 run, 5 hits. Pat Dobson rocks back on the left foot. And the pitch. Gibbs pops it up in the shallow center. Mickey Stanley is under it. The center fielder makes the catch and the side is retired. The Yankees go 3 up, 3 down with nothing across. And now at the end of 5 full innings of play, the score, Tigers 5 and the Yankees 1. Welcome to the Winter Wonderland. Ground crew has walked through its faces, smoothing the infield, getting ready for the top half of the sixth inning. And as the Detroit Tigers come out, they'll be starting off at the top of their batting order.
And moving in behind the microphone to tell you all about the rest of this ball game this afternoon, here is Jerry Coleman. Jerry?
Okay, Frank, thank you very much. I had a little trouble getting in here, dropped my scorecard, and had to get things set. A 5-1 ball game as we go into the sixth inning. For the Detroit Tigers, facing Rocky Colavito. And that's a strange one to come up with. And Colavito making his second major league pitching appearance. Still hasn't given up a base hit. Pitched 3 hitless innings back in 1958 and 1 1/3 so far in this ball game. Fires a fastball to Mickey Stanley. Ball 1 outside. Stanley is 2-3. Detroit leading 5-1. They've got 7 base hits. The Yankees have 5. All of the runs coming off Steve Barber. Colavito to Stanley. It's low, 2-0. And this is Colavito's biggest problem. He's had trouble with his control. Walked a couple of men in the fifth inning and was behind a few of the hitters. It's a warm day, so he'll have to stay out in front of these hitters if he's going to last out there. Fastball is in there by Colavito. 2 balls and 1 strike. Yankees coming into this ball game 2 under .500 with a record of 61-63. That's the closest they've been to .500 since May the 30th. They've won 10 of 13. Colavito fires. This one fouled off just to our right. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mickey Stanley came into the ball game batting at .256. The Yankees have 5 base hits, and 3 of them fell just in front of the outstretched club of Mickey Stanley. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Stanley at the plate, waiting. Colavito fires high, almost over the head of Gibbs, 3-2. Dick Suzuki on deck, and Al Kaline to follow. I'd like to see Colavito be able to get that ball over more consistently. It's kind of tough, you know, not being a regular pitcher to come in there and have that sharp control. But he is really rearing back. Here's the next one. The payoff pitch hit high in the air, right side. Mantle with a chance at it near the railing, reaching in, and did he get it? No, he didn't get it. Somebody, a boy, stuck up his glove and took the ball out of Mantle's glove right there. Mantle's glove was just a hair under the glove of the boy standing in the first row. And as we can see it, the boy took the ball away from Mickey, but John Flaherty, the first base umpire, made a flashing motion off his fingers as if to say the ball tipped off Mantle's glove. Well, there's a great example of how a spectator can change the complexion of the ball game. Mantle was waiting for that ball. It appeared as though he had it, and the boy just stuck up his glove and took it away from him. Now, had that ball been on the field side of the fence, the batter could have been called out, but it was in the stands, and Mantle was just reaching in. And the kid just took it away from him. I'd love to talk to Mickey about that. The next one to Stanley hits the right field. Waiting for it is Costco, and he's got it one away. Right now, it's New York Yankee baseball. Let's pause for station identification.
Join me, Bill Edwardson, weekday morning, 7 to 10, here on WGY 810 on your dial, Schenectady.
Dick Suzuki has walked, singled twice. He's 2-for-2, scored a couple of runs, hits this one in the air behind the plate. Gibbs coming over near the railing, and he doesn't get it. There was a spectator there. Jake didn't get to the ball. The ball flicked off the spectator's hands. Just about the time it did, Gibbs came barreling in and almost took the spectator with him. Strike one to count. When Colavito gets the ball over and the batter swing, they've been popping up. Top of the sixth inning, Detroit 5, Yankees 1. Colavito into the windup. Serve is just outside. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Tony Cuccinello coaching at third base. At first base, Wally Moses. Detroit leading the league by 6.5 coming into today's action. Rocky fires a fastball into Kazuki. It's inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. It's the first time Colavito had questioned or has questioned the call of the plate umpire, Marty Springstead. Infield and outfield about straight away with Suzuki up there, not too deep. 2-1 pitch. Krasuski swings and misses. 2-2. Fastball on the letter. Colavito came on for Barber in the fourth inning. So far has gone along unscathed. He's been a little erratic with his control, and that's all. 2-2 pitch on the way. Curve is high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Colavito doesn't have much of a curveball, but he's got a good fastball. With all these doubleheaders coming up. Out going to Colavito. The next one is fouled off by Krasuski. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The Yankees have another game to play today. They've got 2 tomorrow night. First one at 5 o'clock. 2 on Tuesday afternoon, and the first one starts at 1. Doubleheader tomorrow and Tuesday against the California Angels. Strike 3 calls, and Krasuski is caught looking. That's Calavito's first strikeout. You don't think the fans here at Yankee Stadium aren't for Rocky Colavito? Oh, brother, everything he does, they roar. Now Al Kaline is coming on, and Kaline is the first batter that Colavito has pitched to before. He's gone through the first 9 men. Now Kaline coming up for a second chance at Colavito. Al takes a curve that's low for ball one. Everybody feeling each other out. Colavito feeling out the hitters. The hitters feeling out Colavito. But now they've seen him. Let's see what happens on this next go-round. 2 out. Nobody on. The pitch. Kaline fouls it back. Out of play. Over our head. 1 ball, 1 strike. Colavito, a big blessing for manager Ralph House with his pitching shortage and all these games coming up. Rocky, the 1-1 pitch to Kaline. Hit hard into left center. That's in for a base hit. Could be 2. Kaline around first is going to try for it. Puckett's throw is not in time. And Kaline's got a double. That's his third hit of the afternoon. A double into left center. The first hit off Colavito. Now Willie Horton is coming on. He's walked. Doubled. Fly to left. Incidentally, Al Kaline gets the first major league hit off Rocky Colavito. Colavito at the set position. Kick, delivers. Horton hits one high in the air behind the plate. Gives no chance to get to it. It's been dropped in the seat. 1 strike to count. In the sixth inning, Cleveland 4 and the Senators 4. And we'll be along at the end of 6 full innings of play to bring you a rundown of all the games in both the American and the National. One strike to count on Willie Horton. Colavito sets the pitch way outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. We mentioned California coming in for a twilight doubleheader. You know what they have to do? They're playing Oakland on the West Coast. And they could get that all-night flight, which brings in about 6 o'clock in the morning. Unless they have a charter flight. And that doubleheader tomorrow night. Fastball outside to Willie Horton by Colavito. 2 balls and 1 strike. Detroit leading the Yankees 5-1. We're in the sixth inning with 2 outs at second base, Al Kaline. Two balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Kaline at second. Colavito kicks. Here it is, Horton waiting. Oh, line drive, third baseman. Oh, boy, that was hit. Bobby Cox picking off the line drive by Willie Horton. No runs are hit and one left on the score after 5.5. Detroit, 5 runs on 8 hits. The Yankees, 1 run on 5. Mickey Mantle waiting Curve is inside for a ball. Mantle and Horace Clark had an unusual thing. When they came into this game, they were batting the same from the right and from the left side. Mickey takes high and outside, 2-0. Clark is batting 221, both right-handed and left-handed. Mantle, 230, both right-handed and left-handed. Three balls and no strikes now to Mickey. A fastball by Dobson, just a little low. Pepitone on deck. The 3-0 pitch to Mantle. Right in there. Three balls, one strike. Pat Dobson ready again. The right-hander into the windup. Fires. A ground ball well hit to the second baseman. Tom Matzik is up with it. Over to 3, and Mantle is out of there. So Mickey now is 0-3. Here's Joe Pepitone. Hit a line drive to the first baseman, Bill Freeman, in the second. Single to center and scored the only Yankee run in the fourth. One down, Joe Pepitone the batter. Pepitone came into the ballgame at 244. 1-2, takes a strike. Third ball at the knees, turned around and says something that Frank said, not much. No balls, one strike, one out. Dobson to Pepitone, curveball, he swings and misses, strike two. Pepitone is really giving it to Springstead on that first call. Probably saying something like, well, look what you did to me. Now you called that first one a strike and I swung at a bad ball. That'll happen sometimes. You get a little bit reckless up there, afraid to take a pitch if you think the umpire has taken one away from you. Two-strike delivery by Dobson to Pepitone on the ground of the second baseman, Matrick. Makes an easy play out of it. Two up, two down. Mantle bouncing out to second, and now Pepitone. Andy Kosko dropped a double in front of Mickey Stanley in the second. Foul to first in the fourth. Two out, nobody on. Kosko waiting. Dobson delivers on the corner for a strike. Third ball is outside. One ball and one strike. Change of baseball. It's a warm, a hot day. It was 93 degrees a moment ago. Good day for the spectators. Tough on the players. There's a high pop on the right side. Jim Price over by the Yankee dugout. Can't get to it. One ball and two strikes on Andy Kosko. Kosko came into the game batting an even 230. Pat Dobson, the right-hander, getting the sign from his catcher Price. Ready. The 1-2 pitch to Kosko. Curveball hit on the ground, foul. The Twins kicking off the fence on the left side. Frank Frisetti after it. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Tommy Tresh on deck. Kosko waiting. Dobson fires a changeup that misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Why night doubleheader tomorrow night? It'll be Al Downing and Fritz Peterson going up against the California Angels. And that first game starts at 5 o'clock. Kosko hits one to left field, high in the air. Willie Horton in the gap in left center. Moving over there. He's... Oh, it hit him! The ball hit him. He lost it in the sun. And Costco is on at second base with a double. It looked like he had it all away. I thought it hit him in the head, but apparently not. He just went down. He lost that ball in the sun. Horton apparently doesn't have glasses. It may have hit him in the neck. Trying to see if he's got glasses. He's got his hat off right now. He had that ball all the way, and then suddenly it hit him. He does have glasses. Mayo Smith waving out there, something to the effect, get your glasses down on those balls. He had the ball all the way. I don't know where it hit him. It hit him in the neck or in the shoulder. At first, I thought the head. But Costco is at second base. We still don't have a ruling on a hit or an error at this point. Tommy Tretch is at the plate right now. Takes ball one. They're giving Costco a double. It's just being flashed on the board. Tommy Tretch. Waiting. Costco at second. The 1-0 delivery. It's low and in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. That was an easy fly ball. Horton was just waiting for it. It was on its way down. And suddenly it hit him and down he went. For a moment we thought he was hit on the head, but apparently not. High on the shoulder or around the neck area. And Costco's got himself a double. The 2-0 pitch to Tresh is outside. Three balls and no strikes. So that little play right there could be a big one. We'll have to wait and see. Tommy Tresh is 1-for-2. Pop the second, single to center. It isn't often that we've seen a ball player lose a ball the way Horton did and take it somewhere in the neck or head area. Tresh takes a fastball down the middle. Three balls and one strike. Detroit leading 5-1. Costco second base. Bottom of the sixth. Two outs. Three balls, one strike on Tresh. Pat Dobson, the right-hander, sets, delivers, and Tommy takes high, ball four. Well, the play by Willie Horton could prove costly. Dobson is tired, no question about it. It's hot out there, and here comes Mayo Smith to talk to him. That was only the second walk given up by Dobson. So what the ball that was dropped by Horton did, it gave Costco a double. Made Dobson continue to pitch to Tresh. He walked him. And now Bill Robinson is coming on. He's got a walk and a single. He's driven in the only Yankee run in the fourth. Runners at first and second. Two outs. And the Yankees trailing by four. A 5-1 ball game. The Yankee pitchers tomorrow, Downing and Peterson. For the California Angels, Bennett and McLaughlin. Bill Robinson is moving in. Robbie 1-for-1. Facing Pat Dobson. Runners at first and second. Dobson sets, delivers. Robinson hits one to left. Has just brought the Yankees back in this ball game. A three-run home run into the seats and left. And now at the plate is Bobby Cox, who takes low and outside, ball one. It's Detroit 5 and the Yankees 4. And oh, baby, the stew is starting to boil. There's a ground ball foul. Thanks to Teddy. Has it on a short hop and gets a big hand from the fans. A lost ball in the sun by Horton. A walk to Tresh. The home run by Robinson, and the Yankees are right back in it. Last of the sixth, 5-4, Detroit leading by one. The 1-1 pitch to Bobby Cox. Curve misses outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. The next one to Cox. Hit to left field. Way down there. And it's a home run. It's all tied up. Just rolling right along with a 5-1 lead. 2 outs, nobody on, bottom of the sixth. Costco hit a lazy long fly ball to left field. Horton lost it in the sun. It hit him on the neck. Then Tommy Tresh walked. Costco got set up for a double. Robinson homered to make it 5-4, and Bobby Cox has tied it up with another home run. And it's all tied up at 5 apiece. How do you like that? Unbelievable turn of events. Darryl Patterson is coming on to do the pitching. Both teams with 5 runs, both teams with 8 hits. The Yankees at one time trailed 5-0. Then they scored a run in the fourth, and now 4 here in the sixth inning. Bill Robinson's home run was his fourth and 87th of the year for the Yankees. Bobby Cox hit his sixth and 88th of the year for the Yankees. Unbelievable turn of events. The Yankees, who've won 10 of their last 13, the hottest team in the major league, trailing 5-0, have now tied it up. 2 outs. Darryl Patterson is coming in, and Rocky Colavito will be the hitter. 4 runs across. Pat Johnson went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 8 base hits, walked 2 men. Didn't strike out anybody. And allowed 5 runs. So Patterson can't win it, and he can't lose it. Dobson can't win it, and he can't lose it. Patterson will be the pitcher of record. Darryl Patterson coming on for Pat Dobson to face Rocky Colavito, who's been in there pitching since the fourth inning. Patterson, 1-2, lost 2, during his 32nd game, earned run average 1.76. Colavito stepping in, Rocky slide to center in the fifth. Waiting. Patterson delivers a curve outside, ball 1. The Yankees have somebody going in the bullpen right now. You can see Jim Hegan doing some work out there. Now that the Yankees are back in this ball game, they got the bullpen going. Colavito takes high. 2 balls and no strikes. A lost ball in the sun by Willie Horton started it all, and the Yankees tied it up. Patterson ready. Colavito takes high. 3 balls, no strikes. Unbelievable turn of events. Anderson, the right-handed, fires again, and Calavito takes ball four and draws a walk. Forrest Clark is coming on. He's 0 for 3. Bounced it short, hit into a double play. That was a double play where Barber interfered with Tom Matrick, and Clark was called out at first, even though he wasn't thrown out. And then Horace flied to left. 0 for 3. Patterson sets, delivers, and Clark takes high. Ball one. Patterson, born in Coalinga, California. Attends the College of Sequoia. 24 years old. He's a big guy. 6'4", 200-pounder. He was drafted as a first-year player from the Los Angeles Dodger farm system in 64. This is his first big league year, and he's doing well. Patterson waiting. Sets, delivers, and Clark takes. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Tie. Last of the six. Calavito at first. Clark waiting. Hits one to right field. A base hit. Rocky Calavito on his way to third. And the Yankees have runners at first and third. This inning will be Jake Gibbs. First two men, Mantle and Pepitone, bounce to second. And then it all started. Gibbs, 0 for 3. Runners at first and third. Patterson delivers. Jake Gibbs!
The game continues on side four after a short delay.
The next one is high. One ball, one strike to Mickey. Mantle deep in the batter's box. Darryl Patterson with a sign. Comes set. The right-hander. Kick. The pitch. Right field. Way back there. And that's the fence is out sea line. A sinking line drive. It was hit. That ball sunk. Sea line right in front of the 344 marker. Hauled it in. Or the Yankees would have been going yet. For the Yankees, five runs. On five base hits. No Detroit errors. Two men left. And the score after six full innings of play. Yankees 6, the Tigers 5. watch the ball game. And Dooley Womack comes on to do the pitching here in the seventh inning. The Yankees are leading 6-5. Let me recap that last inning for you. Mantle opened up by bouncing out to second. Pepitone did the same. Two outs. Then Costco hit a long, lazy fly ball to Willie Horton in left field, and Horton was perched under it, drifting toward his left, and suddenly the ball struck him around the neck area. We saw it in the head at first. Costco ended up with a double. Horton, incidentally, did not have his glasses down and lost the ball in the sun. Thresh then walked, and Robinson homered to make it 5-4. Bobby Cox followed with a home run to tie it up at 5 apiece. Colavito walked, and successive singles by Clark and Gibbs made it 6-5. And that's the way it stands with Bill Freehan up there in the top of the seventh. He takes the curveball from Dooley Womack for ball one. What a ball game. Freehan takes outside. Two balls, no strike. Colavito served the purpose that he was sent for, holding the Tigers in check. The Yankees have now gone in front, and now they're back to their regular pitcher, Dooley Womack. Drive off the glove of Bobby Cox. Cox got his glove to it, Freehan. Rounds first and holds on. The ball gets by Clark, but a nice backup by Mickey Mantle saved the day. Right now, it's New York Yankee baseball. It's Clark for station identification.
Harry Downey asking you to join me weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. here on WGY 810 on your dials, connected.
Don Wirtz with Bill Freehan at first base representing the tying run. It's a 6-5 game. Yankees leading. Wirtz takes the fastball. It's low. The ball that Freehan hit was a wicked line drive that kicked just barely off the glove of Bobby Cox as it went by. Womack to Wirtz. Curve is high and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Norm Cash is in the on-deck circle. He'll be coming on as a hitter for Jim Price, the catcher. That means Cash will probably stay in the game and go to first, and Freehan will move behind the plate. Dooley Womack getting a chance to pitch on his birthday. Today is Womack's birthday. Fastball is low to Don Wirtz, 3-0. Dooley Womack, 29 years old today, has given up a base hit to Freehan, and he's 3-0 on Don Wirtz with Norm Cash in the on-deck circle. The next one. Ball four. Runners at first and second. Don Wirtz goes down to first. Norm Cash is a scheduled batter. Ralph House started out of the Yankee dugout, and the minute he did, Cash was called back, and now I believe Houck is going to wait to find out whether or not Price will come to the plate, and he is right now. The minute that Houck went out, he took a look at Cash, and then Cash walked back to the Detroit dugout, and Jim Price came out, who's the regular hitter in this spot. And the minute that that happened, Houck just turned around and came back. Apparently, Jim Price may be sent up to bunt. We'll wait and see. Price has bounced to third, flied to left, and walked. Runners at first and second, Freehan at second, Wirtz at first, Womack running into some trouble. Price squares and takes low and outside, ball one, and Womack having all kinds of trouble right now. Yankees with 5-6 lead, 6-5. Womack ready. The 1-0 pitch. Strike squares and bunts this one foul down the third base side. One ball, one strike. Now Tony Cuccinello, the third base coach, flashing all kinds of signs into Jimmy Price. The manager will switch once in a while. Let's see if Mayo Smith does. What an unbelievable turn of events. I can't say enough. Pat Dotson moving right along, and suddenly the roof fell in. Price waiting, squares again, takes a curve over his head. Two balls, one strike. Jim Price. Apparently sacrificing all the way thus far. On deck is Tom Matchett. Behind him, the pitcher, Darryl Patterson. Lomax set. Price squares and takes low. Three balls and one strike. Mantle still in at first base looking for the bunt. Jim Price waiting. Squares and bunts it in the air. Womack has it. Could be a double play. It is. Bill Finn doubled off second base on the bunt that was in the air. Womack moving toward the line. Backhanded it. And for a minute, I thought we might have a triple play. But Don Wirt recovered in time to get back to first, and Finn was doubled off second. That play went 1-6. Yankees getting a big break there. Attempted sacrifice and backfired into a double play. Don Wirt at first. Two down. The batter now is Tom Matchett. He's 0-3. What a thrilling ball game. Say, I'll tell you, we've got more baseball. Another game coming up right after this one. For the Yankees, Fred Talbert. For Detroit, Mickey Lolich. Still plenty of time to see the end of this one, which is thrilling enough, and another one on top of it. Yankees 6, Tigers 5, New York with 10 hits, Detroit 9. The pitch to Matchett is low by Dooley Womack, ball 1. The 1-0 pitch is high and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Yankees sending 10 men to the plate in the bottom of the sixth to go ahead. Back-to-back home runs by Robinson and Cox tied it up. Walk to Colavito. Singles by Clark and Gibbs put the Yanks ahead. Matchett fouls it at the plate. Two balls and one strike. Tom Matchett, young infielder, batting from the left side. Matchett is playing second base in place of Dick McAuliffe, and the Tigers have really missed Dick. He's been suspended for 5 days. Not games, but days. I think he'll be out through Tuesday. A tough break for Detroit in a spot like this. Ground ball, Clark to his right. Flips to trash for the fourth on Wirt, and the Yankees get out of it. The play going 4-6, fourth play. Wirt at second base. No run, one hit, one left, and the score after 6.5, Yankees 6, Tigers 5. Last half of the seventh inning, it'll be Pepitone, Sasco, and Tommy Tresh for the Yankees. Defensively, Jim Price is still behind the plate. Bill Green at first for Detroit, Tom Matchett at second, Dick Trzewski at short, Don Ward at third. Willie Horton in left, Mickey Stanley center, Al Kaline in right. Darryl Patterson, a big right-hander, on the mound. Pepitone is waiting. Patterson fires, and Pepe takes high and outside. Ball 1. Patterson right now is the pitcher of record for Detroit. He gave up the run to put the Yankees ahead. And the pitcher of record for the Yankees, Rocky Colavito. The 1-0 pitch to Pepitone on the ground. Freeman will make the play unassisted. Pepitone has had a bad heel. When he doesn't have to, doesn't run hard if he can help it. One up, one down, last of the seventh. Andy Costco, who started all the fireworks with a double off the neck of Willie Horton, one he lost in the sun. At that time, Detroit was leading 5-1. The Yankees came from there after two were down to get five big ones and move ahead 6-5. Costco, ground ball. Nice play by Wirt. Ferris, he backhands it. Throws to Freeman in plenty of time. John Wirt, so underestimated. I'll tell you, you have to watch this fellow to watch him. He made that play look easy. It was a tough backhanded half hop. He made it look like picking cherries off a tree. Turned the play in easily, and Costco is out. John Wirt, no question about the ability of that young man. He can play third base. Tommy Trish, two up, two down. He takes a curve that's high from Patterson. Ball one. Last half of the seventh inning. Yankees, 6 runs, 10 hits. Detroit, 5 runs and 9. The Yankees, in the first two decisions, won them both. Mel Stottlemyre bested Dennis McLean yesterday, 2-1. Tommy Trish takes high and outside, 2-0. Stan Bonson in that first game of the Twi-Nighter the other night, won that one 2-1. And then that 19-inning 3-3 tie is the reason we're playing a doubleheader here today. Fastball is outside to Trish, 3 balls and no strikes. Detroit does not return again to Yankee Stadium. This is it. The Yankees do go to Detroit. 3-0 delivery to Trish, just high and outside, ball four. That's the second walk given up by Darryl Patterson. Bill Robinson getting a standing ovation by some of the fans here. He was the guy who really propelled the Yankees back in the ballgame. After Costco got the double and Trish walked, he homered to make it 5-4. Curveball drops right in there, strike one. The Yankees came into this ballgame with a record of 61-63, 2 under .500. They haven't been that close to .500 since May the 30th. One strike pitch to Robbie. Curve is inside, 1-1. Robinson waiting. Bill is 2-for-2. He's driven in 4 runs in this game. 1 in the dirt, and a nice play by Jim Price, holding Tommy Trish at first. That ball is a curveball. It kicked well in front of the plate, and Price kept the ball in front of him, holding Trish at first. Fine play by the catcher. Catchers are probably the most underrated ball players on a ball club. So many things happen like that the fans pay no attention to at all, and yet they're extremely difficult plays. You only notice them when they don't occur, if the plays aren't made. Robbie takes a curve outside, 3-1. Robinson with a walk, a single, a home run, has driven in 4, scored 1, 2-2. Bill Robinson's best day of the year. Robbie has 26 RBIs. That home run was his 4th. Last half of the 7th, the Yankees are leading 6-5. Trish at first, 3-1 on Robinson, 2 outs. Patterson sets the pitch to Robbie. It's hit high in the air, right field. Not very deep. Matchett going back, K-line coming on. There's a collision, but not a hard one. And Matchett makes the play, but steps on Al K-line. And K-line is hobbling off. I don't believe that he is injured seriously, but he apparently did get stepped on slightly. Robinson flying out to the second baseman. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left, and the score after 7 innings of play. It's the Yankees 6 and the Tigers 5. Daniels has a 1.46 earned run average. His record, 2 wins, no losses, 7 saves. He's making his 16th appearance. All of this since coming on in midseason. He's been the big difference. He's been the big man in the bullpen, the guy, the stopper that you must have back there. So he's being called on again to do it again, and he'll go up against Norm Cash. Cash can change the complexion of a ball game in one swipe. 19 home runs, 45 RBIs. Cash batting .251. I didn't realize this, but talking to Norm before the game, he's been up just over 300 times. He hasn't played too much. You remember early in the year, he and Matthews were alternating at first, and Stanley was playing first against left-hand pitching. Cash waiting. McDaniels delivers. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. If anybody wants to point to the reason the hitters and their averages are so low, I think you can point to the bullpen as much as any place. McDaniel delivers. Cash misses outside. One ball and one strike on Norm Cash. Well, Matt, in only one inning, it was kind of a disrupted inning. Cash on the ground. Mantle has it. Flips to McDaniel. In time, one away. 31 men in a row for Lindy McDaniel. Story going 3-1. Womack, we mentioned, had a little tough time with it. Bill Freeman got a single. John Wirt walked. And then Jim Price attempting to bunt. Sacrificed the runners along. Bunted a line drive that Womack grabbed backhanded and doubled Freeman off. It was a big break for the Yankees in that spot. One down. Here's Mickey Stanley. 2-for-4. Waiting. Swing and a miss as McDaniel shows him that fourth ball. Lindy McDaniel, the fourth Yankee pitcher, and the Yankees are leading 6-5. Those five big runs in the sixth inning put them out in front. Stanley takes outside. One ball, one strike. Gates Brown has moved into the on-deck circle for Dick Suzuki. Lindy McDaniel into the windup. There's a drive to right. Well hit. But right there is Andy Costco. Two up and two down. And now the pinch hitter par excellence, Gates Brown, coming on. Gates Brown, 16 pinches, had the most for a Tiger since Vic Wirtz had 17. Back in 1962. As a pinch hitter, Brown is hitting 5-16, 16 to 31, batting 397 overall. What a year. Left hand batter with power. Takes one high, it's ball one. And McDaniel knows that this guy can hit him. Brown has four home runs, three of those as a pinch hitter. 11 RBIs, six RBIs as a pinch hitter. Powerful man. Back from the plate. Holds the bat on the end. Waiting. Lindy McDaniel getting the sign from his catcher. The 1-0 delivery is just outside. Two balls and no strikes. Cash batting for Patterson. Bounced out to Mantle. Stanley lined out to Costco and right. Two down. Eighth inning. Yankees leading 6-5. Lindy McDaniel called on again. Ready. Kick. Delivers. Third ball. Hit hard to right. And it's a base hit. Off the wall, Costco is after it. Brown, who can run, is into second base easily with a double. Big Brown, unbelievable. With 17th pinch hit. And he has now tied Vic Wirtz for the most recorded pinch hits by a Tiger in the club's history, because the statistics about pinch hitters are uncertain before 1954. Gates Brown has just tied Vic Wirtz for most pinch hits by a Tiger. And more important, he's a tying run. He's on a second base, two outs. And Mr. Al Kaline, one of the all-time greats, is there. McDaniel delivers. It's outside, ball one. That's the first batter to reach base off Lindy McDaniel after retiring 32 in a row. Al Kaline, 3-for-4, has driven in a run, scored one. Yankees leading 6-5. Here's the pitch. Kaline, a half swing, called strike one. That's the fourth ball. Lindy McDaniel moving into the meat of this Tiger ball club. Kaline, Horton, Freeman. But all hit, they've all got power. Yankees 6, Tigers 5, 1-1 account on Kaline. Here's the pitch. Fouled off on the right side. That'll go into the stands out of play.
Both teams with 10 base hits. For those of you who may have just tuned in, Rocky Colavito, with the Tigers ahead of the Yankees 5-0, came on to pitch. He went 2 2/3 innings and did not give up a run. Gave up only one hit. Lost a couple, struck out a batter. And then after the Yankees went ahead, Womack came in for an inning, and now McDaniel. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Kaline, a chopper toward the right side. Clark up with a slip to McDaniel, who's serving at first. And the side is retired, and Moses and Kaline are arguing with John Flaherty that McDaniel is off the base. Here comes Mayo Smith. Mayo Smith on the run. He wants to know about it. Well, we'll have to wait. But right now, after 7.5, the Yankees lead the Detroit Tigers 6-5. Don McMahon, veteran right-hander, came up in 1957. Been around a long time. The Yankees, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Detroit, 5 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. The Yankees have won 10 of their last 13, are 2 under .500, trying to make it 11-14. They'd love to make it 12-15 to pick up that second game if they can. The Detroit Tigers, leading the American League by 6.5 before the action today, battling and scrambling to stay up there. Still a month to go of this baseball season. 5 weeks from today to be exact. A swing and a miss by Bobby Cox off the slant of Don McMahon. It's strike one. Bottom of the eighth, just getting underway. Yankees leading by a run. McMahon ready again. Third ball misses outside. 1-1. Lindy McDaniel is in there for the Yankees. Been an iron man in the last month and a half. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Cox, way outside. 2-1. Darrell Patterson is the pitcher of record for Detroit right now, and guess who for the Yankees? Rocky Colavito. 2-1 delivery to Bobby Cox, fouls it on the left side. Patrick said he goes after it and then says nuts and lets it go. 2-2. Fine crowd on the hand here. A big crowd for this Sunday doubleheader. 2 more tomorrow night. First one at 5. 2 more on Tuesday. The first one starts at 1. Both of those doubleheaders tomorrow night and Tuesday against the California Angels. Don McMahon ready. Delivers and Cox swings and misses strike 3. Got him on a curveball. Lindy McDaniel getting quite a hand as he steps in. Don McMahon on the mound for Detroit, making his 39th appearance of the year, has a record of 4-1. Earned run average 1.93. Lindy McDaniel, the veteran right-hand pitcher against the veteran right-hander for Detroit, McMahon. There's a foul off to our right. Strike one. McDaniel, 0-9. In those 9 official at-bats, he struck out 7 times. Lindy is not much of a hitter, as you can see. Serve is way outside. 1-1. And now let's pause for station identification.
This is WGY, a General Electric Broadcasting Company station in Schenectady.
McMahon, the right-hander, ready again. Fires, and McDaniel takes it. Strike 2. 1-2. Don McMahon, ready again. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike 3. Lindy McDaniel going down swinging. Second strikeout for McMahon. Now here's Horace Clark. Clark, 1-4.
You want to look ahead. It'll be Willie Horton, Bill Sprehan, and Don Wirt going up against Lindy McDaniel in the top of the ninth, with the Yankees leading right now 6-5. Donald John McMahon, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1930. An attempted bunt by Clark. He pulls his bat out of the way. It's ball one. McMahon, 6'2", 220 pounds. 38 years old. Veteran right-hander, ready again. The 1-0 pitch to Clark, low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. McMahon still has the good stuff. He started with the Milwaukee Braves in 57. Went to Houston, and then to Cleveland, to Boston, Chicago. And now here to Detroit this year. The third club in 60, wait a minute. It was with Chicago, it's only a second club. There's a ground ball to Norm Cass. Clark is out of there unassisted. Three up and three down. And the score after eight full innings of play, Yankees 6 and the Tigers 5. Willie Horton, so far in the game, has walked, doubled, lined hard to third. Lindy McDaniel trying to hang on to give this Yankee win to Rocky Colavito, if they can hang in there and stay ahead. McDaniel into the windup, kicks, delivers, and Horton swings a big one and misses strike one. Willie Horton, who hit one in the bullpen yesterday, obviously going for it. A big swing. This is probably one of the most dangerous men in baseball, Willie Horton. You can't make a mistake. He can drive a ball out of this ballpark in just about any direction if he gets a hold of it. Horton. Waiting. McDaniel kicks, delivers, swings, and misses strike two. I say, I'd love to have a picture of this, but right at the end of my microphone is a grasshopper staring me down eyeball to eyeball. What a shot. He's right there. He's not 5 inches from my nose. He's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. I thought it was a spider at first. But it was out of left. Two strikes on Horton. Willie Horton leading off the ninth inning. Lindy McDaniel trying to save the ball game for the Yankees. Ready. The two-strike pitch. High and tight. One ball and two strikes. You better not get any closer. Got a grasshopper. I'd say 5 inches away from the end of this microphone where I'm talking, looking right at me, waving his antennas and his feelers around. The 1-2 pitch now to Horton in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Lindy McDaniel against Willie Horton. That's the way it matches up. One on one. Horton taking his time. Stands even with the plate. Straightaway stance, waiting, holds the bat high, and there's here. The 2-2 pitch, swings and misses, strike three, and a good forkball, a beauty. Willie Horton went after it, missed it, struck out, one away. Top of the ninth inning, Yankees leading, 6-5. Well, the grasshopper just took off, thank goodness, in the opposite direction. Here's Bill Sprehan. Bounced to third twice, walked and singled. Sprehan, a slow ground ball to short. Cash up with it. Throws in time on a close play. It was a check swing bouncer that stayed low on the grass, out to short. Cash had to charge it. He got it and just did nail Bill Sprehan at first base. Two up and two down, and now Don Wirt steps in. Don Wirt, the only man between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees right now. The only man that can change the complexion of this ball game as of the moment. The Yankees are leading 6-5. Wirt is waiting. He takes one in there, strike one. Brown is struck out, bounced to short, foul to the catcher, walk. Jim Northrup is in the on-deck circle. He'll be hitting for Price if he gets a chance. One strike pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. McDaniel, who came on the seventh inning, makes that the eighth inning, gave up the double to Gates Brown as a pinch hitter, and that's all so far. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Yankees ahead, 6-5, ninth inning. Don Wirt swings the bat. McDaniel kick. Here it is. Wirt on the ground. It's fresh at short. He has it, bobbles it, and can't make a play. Tommy Crash had the ball, couldn't get it in his hand. He pulled it out. As he grabbed at it, it went straight up in the air by about 2 feet. He grabbed at it again, and it was too late. They're giving Crash an error. And now, Jim Northrup, who can hit the ball out of the park, steps in. The Tigers are still alive. Northrup, left-hand hitter, coming on to face McDaniel. Been a crazy ball game. Northrup, batting 237. Pitch one, one hopper to Mantle first. The ball game is over. Jim Northrup, on the first pitch, bounces out to Mantle, unassisted. And very suddenly, this ball game is over. The Yankees winning it by a score of 6-5.